Good afternoon. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. The call, the teleconference this afternoon is for today, Wednesday, August the 29th, from scheduled from 8:30 to about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We have our, I believe we have a quorum, and I will, my name is LaVon Williams, and I'm the chair of the committee. And I will turn it over to our secretary, Terry Goodman from KPFK, for a roll call.
Dave Adelson. Rudy Bediaco.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Bertold Reimers. Thomas Ruffin. LaVon Williams.
Present.
Jane Gatewood. Mike Martin. I have the following individuals absent. Dave Adelson, Bertold Reimers, Thomas Ruffin, Jane Gatewood, and Mike Martin. I believe we have quorum. I have a point on the agenda I'd like to make.
Please, that's next.
Yeah, I think Mike Martin has been absent enough that we have to make the attendance notification to the PMB and the LSB chair.
Okay, I should do that. We can put that as an action item for me.
Actually, I'd like to make note here that Mike Martin only recently became treasurer within the last month.
Oh, he's treasurer. He's not a director.
No.
Then it doesn't apply.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hello. No, it does not.
Initially, Bob Sanborn was our treasurer, and he resigned as treasurer, and I believe it was the July meeting when Mike Martin was nominated to be treasurer, and then he was hands down, he's on. But
Well, we can't kick treasurers off for non-attendance because they're on by bylaws.
Just looking at the email list we've been using, Bob's still on it, and Mike isn't yet. So we might want to make sure he's getting
that's an action item.
I think, yeah, on the national finance. And, in fact, after the call, at the end of the call, I'm having problems getting into the Yahoo group, national finance. So
I can help you with that after the call.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Okay, so that action can be not noted. Okay, and we sent out so let me just ask Terry, you had said, as far as the approval of minutes, do you want to do that? There was 8:23, and that's the date that we have for the minutes. Not 8:23.
Yeah, the August minutes are not ready yet, but the July 19th minutes, approval was deferred at the last meeting. And so I'd like to move approval of the July 19th adjourned meeting minutes.
Okay. Discussion. No discussion then. Any other? So moved then. Are there any objections? Okay. Thank you. Then so moved. July 19th minutes have been approved. Okay. And then the next meeting, regular meeting, will be Thursday, September the 13th. I think we agreed to that at 8 p.m. Okay. Any discussion? Okay, thank you. And basically, since this was an adjourned meeting, the major items that we needed to go to, thanks, Terry, for sending this out again, was it's essentially the same agenda as before. We wanted to look at the... I'm sorry?
I'd like to add an item to the agenda.
Okay.
We probably won't get to it, but we mentioned at the last meeting that we want to add web work consolidation as a new business item.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to look through here. Okay. And where do you? Okay. We'll put that in the new business.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next item we wanted to, we'd gone over before when we thought the budgets would be approved by the LSV. And so just the note that we need to make, Lonnie, if you just wanted to go over that one more time, when do we believe that the budgets for the LSV, from the LSVs, will be approved and for submission to the National Finance Committee and the PNB?
Well, I mentioned that the LSV at WPFW won't meet until the 10th of September.
Right.
So we're sort of stuck with that date at the time being, although there aren't a lot of large dollar items for that to be resolved, but you never know what an LSV might do. At KPFA, the budget has been passed. There are two numbers that might change in those budgets, and the LSV would have to be notified. One is a grant for HD radio.
Jane Gatewood.
And KPFA has given a grant of $80,000 with a match of $66,000. That would change the budget. And also, don't have the final numbers from CPB on what the CPB grant will be for FY08. It usually comes in late August, a little bit late. We're trying to get the number. I don't expect it to be a drastic change, but it will be a change.
The change expected up or down?
With the Arbitron, I'm expecting flat or slightly down.
Okay.
Because we are pegged to audience. So hopefully not. I just can't call this one. I don't have a clue what they're going to do with it. The importance of the HD grant, KPFA was given a grant, and it's a grant for $80,000 with a match of $66,000. The implications of that, while the revenue is great and nice, but you have to match it. You have to find $66,000. And that means a change in the revenue figures, or at least the station wants to find special sources for that match, then it has to go somewhere. So that's a change, and it's material, as we say. So that would be KPFA. That looks like we will have to bring back to that LSB the latest figures that will change the budget, maybe by as much as $150,000. Let's see. Moving on to WBAI's LSB, I think it's scheduled, but I don't have any official notification from KPFA on the budget, although I'm assuming that will be coming. With WBAI, what's the date of the next LSB? Broody, I don't have a date. Is that the 10th as well, or?
Sorry about that, Lonnie. Yeah, our next meeting is the... Hold on 1 second. Let me just check my calendar. Hold on. September
6th.
Yes, I'm sorry, 5th. Wednesday the 5th.
5th, let me put it on my calendar. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The LSB has not, in fact, voted on the budget itself, but the Finance Committee has reviewed it, and I assume that on September 6th is when the LSB will act on the budget.
No, they have acted on the budget, and what they were asking for, the budget is not balanced, and at this point, they're hoping, they're requesting that they be given 3 months to do further investigation. We requested a lot of information that we were late receiving, which really prohibited us from doing an in-depth analysis, and they're looking to get a 3 month, extension, for lack of a better word, to balance the budget.
Okay, that's something I'm assuming will be before us tonight to consider. Madam Chair, I think we have it on the agenda already. Just want to confirm.
Yes, we do have it on the agenda that we were to consider BAI, since the initial budget, the total budget was a deficit, so the LSB had asked us to consider 3 months and then another to consider it again in another 3 months. Is that the request?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we do have that on the agenda.
KPFT's budget, the LSP did approve it. However, the business manager tells me that some of the items in that budget may change. If so, I'll bring it back, and we can have another look. But so far, I'm assuming that budget has been approved, and it has been approved by their LSP and done. That covers W, I, T, A, and K's budget has been approved by their LSP.
Okay, so what are the three stations that you said that had received CPB funding for HD radio in addition to KPFA?
I, K, and A.
Okay.
And that would change all those budgets. And
Lonnie, what's the match period? Is it 1 year or two?
Match period?
Yeah, what's the deadline for doing the work?
Across 2 years, they're breaking it up. It presents a problem. You know, it sounds great to get a grant, but then you have to go out and get a match.
Or turn the grant back.
Yeah, and then what happens to you is that on the books, you can't buy half a transmitter, you know, so you end up booking the entire expense of the transmitter or even putting out the cash for $180,000, $60,000 transmitter. It happened to T this way. And so you end up with a deficit. It's not a wash as you might intuit it, but it's actually a deficit because you have to buy and pay for the entire cost of a transmitter usually before you've raised the money for it. Because you only have half the funds, and it might take you months to get the rest of it. And meantime, even if you raise the money, you're still looking in some respects at a cash deficit while you're waiting for that fund, for those funds to come in. That's what happened with T. So I talked to Brian Gibbons, our old friend Brian Gibbons in CPB. I said, is there such a thing as an overmatch? Can we get a grant to cover some of the match? Because the match is an issue for us. And he's promising to look into it. I said, this is good news and bad news. I don't like the bad news part, you know. What can we do about that? Then he suggested, well, you can get discounts for some of the folks. But the problem with discounts for some of the vendors are 30%, so we're exploring that. But the difficulty is that even if station gets the HD transmitter, who's going to be listening? Well, you know, it assumes that you have the content to put on a separate channel. T is experiencing that problem right now, even with an HD transmitter. It assumes you're going to have content for a whole other channel. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Or maybe you're just time shifting on that HD channel. And even if you solve the problem of programming, you have the issue of who's going to be listening? Who will be buying those $100 or $200 HD transmitters to listen to you? So aside from keeping ahead of the technology curve, you have to ask the question, well, what's going to be the benefit and what's going to be the revenue? He did it because they had other things going for them. They have a transmitter which is latched onto their analog, which will expand their signal, and so they can see a way to cover the cost of that HD signal as a, let's face it, a loss leader, because it doesn't look like the revenue will be pouring forth from HD activity. So they compensate with a stronger signal. They solve the downtown interference problem. Anyway, that's the HD conundrum. What I would like to suggest tonight is that we look at specific stations and make two or three decisions. One is which stations look fine, and we can either put them aside or make a recommendation in connection with them. And which stations we need to ask that the budgets be revisited. And then also that assumes that we will have decided whether or not the one-month guideline that the board has established for us shall be enforced, or whether we want to recommend half a month, or whether we want to recommend no waiver whatsoever. All difficult items. I have my recommendations, but the committee needs to discuss. And then once we can get a sense of how all the stations and their individual issues are resolved, then we'll step back and look at the network as a whole. I have done that, and it doesn't look all that great. We have two issues. One is how we will end up this fiscal, which we can't lose sight of. And, of course, the FY08 budgets, which I'm now taking as a two-year cycle. Remember, in the next 13 months, we'll have two budgets, one that finishes up in 30 days, and the other that will finish up in 12 months. So it's 13 months over the next 13-month period. So which way to proceed? I think we'll save time if we decide whether we want to do waivers for Station 4 or insist that they have 1 month. That'll tell us a little bit about what goes back and what we feel is reasonable, solvent budget. Some of these budgets are shaky. They won't sustain. The other issue, aside from the waiver issue that I have on my list, is I do not believe that we are following the board guidelines of holding to FY07 expenditure levels. And I don't believe that we should approve any of the budgets that we have beyond one quarter. At least we build in a proviso that we review all the budgets at the end of one quarter. I know we did that 1 year, and it ended up with a meeting on 2 days before Christmas Eve, and people were rightly upset, me among them. But I think it's so critical that we look at these budgets after the first quarter's drive. Because if those drives go badly, we are in an entirely different financial situation, worse than worse, and we need to be in a position to review it and act on whatever may transpire at that point. So those are the issues. Whether or not, how long to approve the budget, a quarter, 2 quarters, as opposed to a year or 6 months, whether or not to waive FYOA budget requirements for 1 month, or go with a half month, or go with whatever other formula, and whether or not we have to follow the board stricture in terms of holding expenses to FY07. And LaVarne has mentioned headcounts as something we may require. And take up the WBAI case, which they are specifically making a request of us to for a 3-month waiver on their budget, giving them time to relook at it. And then I think our practice has been then to go to station by station and seeing what exceptions and what kind of special kinds of considerations we may look at on a station by station level over and above the broad policy stuff that I just went through. What's your pleasure?
Thank you, Lonnie. So what you've done is you've just gone through, gave us a status in terms of where the budgets are, some of the issues that are inside there, and the two major or the major things that are in terms of the 1 month or half month requirement for a reserve, accumulation of the reserve on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Whether it's a 1 month or a half a month, and the other is on whether to approve the budgets. You're saying approve a 3-month budget, and then in January, I guess, then approve a full budget. Is that what you're suggesting?
Or have a meeting in December when this committee is still intact. January, we could meet in the first 2 weeks of January, but to see where we stand financially in this network after the first drive in October.
So you're saying the forecast that we have for the first fund drive and the budget, you don't think those are strong or forecast or budget, or you think that they're so? I mean, it seems to me you have an opinion on whether the first fund drives as they have been included in the budgets that you don't feel it's a strong forecast. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that if any one station has a bad drive for whatever reason in October, all of the other stations will be impacted because we're such a fragile budget because everybody's operating on a half month or less.
One drive will
create a problem where we will have to decide what to do about it because that window by December will be a window where at least one station, and maybe two, would have to start looking at layoffs or not being able to meet payroll. So maybe it's wise to build in a meeting at that in December to be ready to deal with whatever may or may not have transpired in October.
I just think it's going to be kind of difficult in terms of meeting in December due to the whole election cycle and the fact that a number of people perhaps will not choose to run for the board and will not be on the PNB to have the knowledge to make an intelligent decision about this.
Wouldn't this committee still be intact in December, though, Madam Chair?
That's a good question. No, as soon as the new board PNB members...
At the
members,
December meeting, we reelect treasurers.
That's
December
exactly
meeting of the LSBs.
So we have to do it in November.
Well, let me just throw this out. Since it seems that your reason to do this is that I asked the question and you didn't really say yes or no, that we need to, why don't we just examine the forecast for each station's fund drive, October fund drive, and look at that really critically and determine, you know, what is happening. I mean, we need to look at the past few fund drives. We need to look at the fund drive from October of 2006. And try to make, and then we can determine if we think the budget, if that forecast will actually happen, and look at a trend. I mean, just to say that it's not going to happen, you know, need a little bit more information. Now, with WBAI, I know they're saying submit just a 3-month, and in the last meeting, Baruti had said that they've actually taken down the forecast for the fund drives, which was something that hadn't been done before. So my notes, I think it was 800. I don't have it. 800 for fall, 875, 800, then 500. So why don't we just look at each station's fall fund drive and then try to get the information and see, you know, which one we think that might not be achieved. And then, you know, that, and then we can target, you know, where we think the that there might be a shortfall, because to not approve last year's experience where we went in and we approved budgets but we had these caveats, that proved to be like a factor that didn't really work out real well. It was like, what is the budget and who knew what these caveats were? So I think that we just need to address each station and see where you think that there is an issue with whether the fund drive will be achieved, and concentrate on those stations.
Terry on stack.
Please, Terry.
Okay.
Yeah, before we do that, I think I should make a bit of a statement to put it in perspective. I suspect that KPFK and WBAI are in somewhat the same position. I sympathize with the WBAI treasurer's statement about not being able to get financials and so not being able to do financial planning, because I was in that same position. But I think the local station board at WBAI is not willing to face reality and not willing to make staff cuts if that's what's required to balance the budget. At KPFK, we have not budgeted for legal contingencies, and it's very likely that we're going to have legal expenses. We have not budgeted for RGM transition, which is going to cost us money. We have now this HD grant that we'll have to match. We have budgeted for a fourth fund drive, kind of like an elevator drive, in order to raise the funding in order to make our second floor wheelchair accessible. And a lot of our optimism with regard to that fund drive was on the assumption that our general manager would be there for that. We don't know what kind of support our interim general manager will have and would influence in doing that drive, and there will be hell to pay if we don't raise the funds for an elevator. So I think in looking at BAI and KPFK, realistically, both stations need staff cuts in order to balance their budgets. And there will be strong resistance from every stakeholder in both station areas, and in order to accomplish what needs to be done, it may need directives from the Pacifica National Board.
Thank you very much, Terry. Anyone else care to speak?
I would concur. Absolutely, Terry. Thanks for summarizing. Okay.
Brian.
Hey, can I get on the stack, too, after Brian?
Mm-hmm. Brian Dinbaruti.
I think we might be spinning our wheels a little bit here. Maybe we should take up the budgets we already have approved. I think getting into the specifics could help us have a more focused conversation. If that's next on our agenda, why not take up KPFA's or KPFK's budget right away?
What I'm suggesting is that we have to do WBAI and WIK because they're more urgent. And we need to get word back to those LSBs about our concerns.
Okay, so let's do one of those first. I mean, let's get into some actual numbers here.
Okay, what we're doing basically, Brian, is just doing a general in terms of trying to determine, you know, what the areas are, what the areas of concern before we really dive into it. But I think, you know, I think that was very pertinent what Terry had said, and that, you know, as a treasurer of K, and in terms of looking at the similarities between K and I. So,
we approved KPFA budget.
Right. Yeah, that's what Lonnie had said. So okay. So we want to go direct. Let's go directly to BAI then.
Maybe that's something to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, if Baruti wants to speak before.
Yeah,
I wanted to stop.
What
okay,
I wanted to. I don't know. I mean, Lonnie, I took a quick look at your cash flow, and what I'm thinking is that in terms of information needed to see if it's a viable request to get this 3 month extension. What I would like to look at is what happens with our cash situation as it relates between now and 3 months. In other words, will we have enough cash to meet our current commitments through the end of the first quarter? Because if we did, I think that would weigh on our side in terms of that particular breathing room. As I mentioned before, one of the issues with the staff, you know, why there is a reluctance, and obviously that's the easiest place to get money is from cutting the staff, because there is a certain amount of, I don't want to say flexibility, but, you know, a lot of our other big costs are fixed. So in terms of the big costs that allow for modification or reduction, it is in the salary line. But, you know, one of the arguments that has been put forward is that, you know, staff reductions can be, you know, demoralizing, and we need folks at their best, at least, you know, at least keep them at their best for 3 more months until we can see if there's a way that we can come out of this. But I'm balancing that with to say that, if I had a cash analysis, or if we had a cash analysis, said, okay, well, if you give BAI 3 months, will they be able to meet their commitments during the 3 months? Because obviously, if we can't, then that's a problem for not only us, but for National and, you know, and everybody else in the foundation. But I don't have that kind of information, and I definitely can't get it locally, and I'm reluctant to put that kind of request on Lonnie. But I think that would be something that would be useful to say that, okay, well, we can give you 3 months because you can meet your commitments during this 3 months. Obviously, if we can't meet our commitments, then, you know, to ask for 3 months is not even a realistic request. So I'm just saying all that to say that, I don't know, do we have time to get more information before we decide? I mean, obviously it doesn't look, we're not in the position that we would like to be in at this point. So, and salaries, obviously, we don't come out of this thing. Salaries is something that's going to have to, has already been put on the table, but we're trying to, like I said, make that the last resort. So I just put that in the mix for what it's worth.
Okay, any comments? Well, I tell you what, before we get into BAI, Brian, why don't you just briefly go over, just briefly hit the major points on KPFA's budget in terms of what we're doing with headcount and the decision in order to make sure that we are actually accumulating the savings, at least a half month, in terms of the decisions that KPFA has made. And again, KPFA has, you know, consistently has a reserve on average of $1 million. And the decisions that KPFA has made versus, you know, the decisions that BAI need to make. And that in terms of making these decisions, or I understand what you're saying, Baruti, is that That's part of the business manager has this cash flow analysis, whether it's, you know, out of Great Plains or the method that we're doing out of off as an offset to Great Plains. So that process or that is part of the normal process. So, you know, how this is, you know, I don't understand how we're asking to do something that is part of the normal process that's done all the time. I mean, I don't know what else we're exactly, you know, other than producing a balance sheet out of Great Plains. I don't understand your request.
Maybe Lonnie can
answer it.
Yeah. If I could reword it, I need to know where will we be if we get permission to keep things status quo for the first quarter. Would that require us, would that enable us, or would we be in a position to pay the commitments that are going to come due during that quarter? Obviously, if we can't, we couldn't in any way ask someone to supplement us or to support us. So we would have to deal with this, we would have to deal with this situation right away. But I was thinking that if we could, in other words, if we could meet our commitments and it's not causing any pain to the rest of the foundation, then I would hope that that would be a consideration in terms of the committee looking at the request to obtain a 3-month extension. But like I said, I'm talking about information that I really don't have. So, but that would be one of the, I think that would be something that would allow the committee to make a more informed decision about whether it makes sense to give BAI a 3-month period to try to put together a recovery plan.
Well, let me try to break the question and the answer to two parts. WBI faces two situations. One is that as of September 30th, they will be in arrears on some critical bills. They will be in arrears on central services by $75,000 to $80,000. They will be in arrears on legal expenses by another $90,000. So there is, first of all, an arrears situation. That's being made up by national office at this point or by WBI simply not paying certain bills. So in order to bring them level, they'd have to make up in the first drive and exceed the first drive total of $550,000 to $200,000, that just brings them level. The second situation they're faced with is that at the end of FY07, that is next month, that they're going to have a slight deficit of $4,000. Well, they'll be confronted with the situation where in October they're going to have to pay the bills in October out of the drive proceeds. They're going to pay September bills out of October proceeds. They'll have to pay, you know, they won't be able to pay essentially payroll in September. They'll have to pay with September proceeds. There's no other income. They had saved it up to be able to do that, so they're going to have to pay it out of October proceeds. So they're going into a hole starting off the year below what they actually will need. So you add the essential services and the legal, and then starting the year in a deficit position, they start out the year essentially 150 plus another 150 minimum, 300,000 in the hole. Now, what we'll say, WBAI and the other stations too that have the cash flow issues, is that they will get in the third week in October CPB fund, which for them is about $274,000, and that will mask the problem for 2 or 3 months. Not solve it, just mask it. And by December, all that money will be gone. And the drive, which is pegged at $800,000, is not a solution, because even while they've lowered the revenue, the impact of doing so is to create an $88,000 deficit over the course of the year. That is to say, the drive number that they currently have not necessarily cover the expenses. Even though they've lowered the goal, they haven't, in fact, created the surplus revenue that they need. So the answer to the question is, what will happen to WBAI and how much breathing space do they have? Assuming that the central services and the legal bills can be postponed for 6 months, which I don't think is the case, but let's assume that that's possible, they still would be short $150,000 by December 15th. So unless there is a plan to deal with that, that is to say, overproduce on the first drive instead of 800,000, make it 950, because that's what they really need, just to stay even, they would have to go back and either increase revenue or reduce expenses on the staff side. Now, by reducing expenses on the staff side, whatever that turns out to be, in December will be too late because it takes time to accumulate savings. So it's better to have it be around October 1st. So I'm saying that WBI situation right now is critical. And decisions made now, you know, November, December is too late. You will already have a situation where you can't meet payroll. And that means that other stations or some savings that, that drag up, we will have to support our sister station. And we'll be confronted with the problem whether we plan for it or not, and I'm suggesting that we plan for it. And as you recall, we did go over a plan where WBI could maintain its ability to, even though it couldn't make up the back bills, it could meet payroll through December. And that involved looking at not layoffs, but reductions in salaries and not increasing union contract salary increases plus salary freezes, and in some cases temporary salary reduction. That was the only thing I recall we could think of that might make ends meet. Now, if they were to overproduce on the first drive by $150,000, that buys time. It doesn't solve the problem because the problem has three or four layers and it totals $300,000-$400,000. But overproducing $150,000 on the first drive would help. And overproducing on the second drive by 150 would help, and so forth, until presumably you got to somewhere where you were back even. Anyway, bottom line, WBI does have to act. 3 months is too far away. It won't. In 3 months, it'll be too late. Because the crisis will be at the door in 3 months. And it'll show up in the form of simply not being able to make the December 15th payroll. And that is the holiday payroll. We've faced this for 2 or 3 years. If you can't make the holiday payroll, the bitterness is great. Because people will say, why didn't you tell us this was coming?
It's a legal liability.
Yeah.
If you can't make payroll.
Yes, it is. That's every finance and person's and every general manager's nightmare, not being able to meet payroll. So I wish it weren't the case. I hope I'm wrong. I wish there were alternatives anybody could step up and produce. But right now, worst case and likely case are looking the same. And what to do is advise the LSB, as we had looked at those numbers, that forget the back debt for the time being, and maybe we can solve that another way. But you must plan to meet payroll, and having the CPP money paper over the issue doesn't solve it because it will rear up at the worst possible time during the holiday season when people really need those funds. So they have to deal with the issue now, whether it's time to accumulate things, and whether that be staff or salaries or reconfigure or do temporary layoffs or whatever the issues might be or staff reductions. But they must have a plan. They must act. It's not like that is all that optional at this point. And if the first drive is overproduced, that buys time. So that's not a problem, but it does buy time. So my advice would be 3 months is far too long to wait. It'll be way past critical in 3 months.
Okay. So then, Baruti, based on, I mean, we can just keep this as a conversation, so we can try to understand. And you know, all of us are hearing this, and you know, we're right. I was going to have Brian just do briefly in terms of what KPFA is doing. Like I said, with the $1 million average reserve, and knowing, understanding, you know, the critical nature of keeping headcount at a level that cannot be sustained. So, is So in terms of being the treasurer of the LSB, what?
Well, I'd have to take, you know, I would have to, if it sounds like there's a consensus that it has to be relooked at, I'll have to bring that back to the LSB and see what can be done at the next LSB meeting.
When is the next one? I'm sorry, I think we had it on.
It's the 5th.
Okay.
Next Wednesday.
Okay, and the 5th of September, and
right.
So, I mean, let me just ask a question. You know,
mm-hmm.
Let me just make a question statement. Things are critical, Baruti.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would call a meeting for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
That as Lonnie has said, that means that people who are, as Terry said, people who are making the hard decisions, you know, and sitting there with a surplus, knowing that, you know, these decisions have to be made in terms of having a sustainable budget over the next 18 months in order to be certain that when the October drive comes, that, you know, we're not in a deficit, we're not in a large deficit spending mode, and that, you know. So what, I mean, just tell me why. I mean, can you get the LSB to meet before the 5th, or you know, do they understand how critical this is?
Yeah, but the 5th is, I mean, with today being Thursday, the 5th was like the earliest date that we could schedule a meeting because they recognize how critical the situation is. So I don't think we could do anything before the 5th because of holidays and so forth. So, but that still gives us a chance to meet before our next meeting, which is the 13th, right?
Yes. Yes. Our meeting is Thursday, September the 13th.
Right. So we would have a chance to meet before the 13th and, you know, try to, you know, address the situation. What is the committee's feeling about what is the minimum that would be needed? I mean, obviously we're not going to get to a 1 month reserve. So, I mean, I think I need to know what we're shooting for
I think that Lonnie has just laid out, even before we even get to the reserve, he's laid out the critical nature of WBA
mm-hmm.
WBAI
mm-hmm.
in terms of being in serious arrears with the foundation, central services, legal, that
mm-hmm.
That there will be a $300,000 deficit. There's a high degree that you would not be able to make your December holiday, Christmas, whatever holiday payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, I'm back.
Okay, Terry. So I'm just saying that okay. The other question before you wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
what about management? I mean, in terms of their, I mean, you're just doing the LSB. I mean, the IGM, the business manager. Where are they in this process in terms of?
Well, the IGM and the IGM did suggest some additional cuts. He had put on the floor the freezing of the 4% increase, which is scheduled to go into effect October 1st, and also an additional 5% across the board salary reduction. But that didn't go past the LSB.
The WBAI LSB, but they don't understand. I'll stop.
Well,
okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Brian here.
Terry and then Brian. I'm sorry, Baruti, is there more?
Oh, no. That's all I can report back. I mean,
but the business manager, so the IGM made these suggestions for the budget.
Right.
And the business manager, is she attending the meeting?
Yeah, she was at the last meeting. I'm not saying she's attending me, but she was at the last meeting. I mean, we stressed to the business manager, I mean, the IGM, how critical it was that the business manager was there, and I guess he communicated that to her, so she was there. But essentially, you know, it's the IGM recommendations, which are, you know, based on whatever information he's been provided locally and from the national office, that those were the suggestions that he came forth with. But like I said, you know, the LSB wanted to take a different tack. Now, you know, like I said, what I would like to hear from the committee, though, is I need to know what's going to get us through. There's no way that we could cut another $300,000, at least from my review of the budget, at what I have at this point, I don't see us cutting another $300, $325 out of the budget, because that's what it would take for us to get close to a one-month reserve. So the question is, what is the committee going to be comfortable with as a, you know, a reasonable, good faith effort at this point to balance the finances?
But again, the reserve, I mean, we can address the reserve, but more critical than the reserve is the fact that the AI is in arrears. That $300,000, Blondie says, is a shortfall, not making the Christmas payroll. So, you know, rather than, I mean, reserve, we can address that once we figure out how we're going to get the bills paid.
So Lonnie, can I ask Lonnie a question?
Sure. Right, yeah. Sure. And then I'm sorry, Terry, I'm talking too much. And then Terry and
okay.
Brian, but go ahead.
All right. Because we're looking at, I know you just did a quick analysis, Lonnie, but we're looking at, I guess, expenses of approximately, what, $275, $300 a month.
Yeah.
And from what you're looking at, and that would, like I said, over the three-month period, that's close to approximately $1 million. Would that be a rough estimate?
Yeah.
And so you're saying, based on what we could get from the drive, plus the CPB money, plus other little sort of efforts that are going on, you don't see us bringing in enough money to meet that obligation. Even if you put aside the fact that we owe the national office approximately $150,000, you're saying that we wouldn't be able to generate enough revenue in order to meet our current commitments, let alone deal with outstanding liabilities from the prior fiscal year.
Yeah,
that's sort of the summary?
Yeah, that's a good summary. And the reason is that you are going to finish this year $4,000 deficit. That means you'll have to spend $280,000 of that $800,000 in October to pay the bills from September. So you're starting the year in a hole having to use October drive monies, not for October bills, but for September bills or bills in arrear.
When you say the arrearage in bills, you're talking about what's owed to national, because if we're close to breaking even, it would seem to me we shouldn't have too much in the way of outstanding bills, excluding what goes to national. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if we're almost at a break even point, we should have been able, at least paying our current bills, unless we started out the year with unpaid bills. But you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the whole. If we're only at $4,000 short for the current year,
yeah, that's because you haven't paid your bills.
Right.
Yeah, but here's
you're not talking. So in other words, that doesn't take into consideration unpaid bills.
That's right. What they usually do, they don't pay the bills. Sometimes the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hold money over. But what will happen is that you have a payroll on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you don't have the money for that payroll.
As it stands today?
Yeah. You don't have the money for that payroll. That's why they have to postpone paying the rent to meet the payroll for October 1st. And so here you are in October 1st. Remember, you have negative cash on September 30th. You're not magically going to have payroll on October 1st. So what the station has done is they've not paid big bills in September, trying to meet payroll October 1st. Then you've got the second payroll in October to meet, October 15th. You have no money for that one either. So
there's no money in the bank account now?
No, October 15th you won't have. You have to meet second payroll. First, you got to meet first payroll in October.
Your projection is that by the end of the year, we're basically going to not have any cash.
Yes. Even though it looks like it's a lot of money. You see, that $800,000 takes 3-4 months, and you know your fulfillment rate is low. It takes 3-4 months to come in.
Oh, yeah, I recognize that. That's not right.
You won't have $800,000 in September. You'll have $300,000 to $400,000 in September, and you're spending $260,000 a month. So you can see how time runs out on you.
All right. So obviously, I mean, I'll wait to hear what the other questions are.
Terry.
Yeah, but it's hard for Broody to get a sense of the committee if we don't take a vote. So I wanted to at least give my opinion on it.
Okay.
I don't think I will have a problem getting a waiver on the reserve. But the CFO says you're starting the fiscal 300K short, with a little over half of that being owed to the national office. So realistically, I think that BAI has to revise their budget to reduce their staff expense by $150,000 in the next fiscal year. And to the extent that that means staff reductions, you need to notify the staff that will be impacted ASAP, because they need 30 days. And so it will already make it so that you cannot reduce staff on October 1st, because you're going to be meeting after September 1st. So, but $150,000 off the staff and related salaries and related is what it looks like to me, even with the waiver of the reserve.
I agree. That's my number two, but Rudy.
Okay.
I think the committee can help Rudy by giving him, by having this committee be clear with that LSB what we think is necessary.
Brian here.
Yeah, Brian.
That was pretty close to what I had in mind. I wasn't thinking of it specifically in terms of what line it would come off of, but that at a minimum you need to start the fiscal year spending at a rate that would generate a half-month surplus. You can't enter the year in a deficit position, because if you do and you postpone that moment of reckoning, it's much more disruptive when you start trying to make up ground 3 months in than if you do it sooner. And I mean, I'm really sympathetic. I think BA is actually in a very different position from KPFA. Our fixed costs are much lower, and we have considerably more staffing. From a cursory look at BA's budget, it looks like you're running a relatively slim operation, and I'm sure it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt morale when you cut staff, but you gotta be balanced there. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I've got friends who work at BAI who are on both sides of your political divide there, and friends who don't want to have anything to do with station politics. From what I can tell from talking to all of them periodically, morale hasn't been high for a long time. I don't know that. I don't know how much worse cuts can make that.
Okay. Anyone else care to speak? So, Terry, thank you for, and Brian too. So, in terms of should we just consider the motion from the WBAI LSB that Baruti has sent to us? And I guess we can, in terms of the Finance Committee position on that, I guess we can vote on that now, and that will be, I guess, part of the message to the LSB. But you know, I'm just concerned that we're saying that LSB hasn't approved, but you're saying the IGM has actually made proposals to reduce some expenses. And those have been rejected by the LSB. So I'm just prepared, you know. But okay, you said they were going to postpone paying the rent. Now, I'm sorry, I'll pull it up. So the rent, I think, is how much is it monthly?
About $50,000 rent on the antenna and for the lease.
But it's 50 each, right?
No, it's 25 roughly each.
So 25, okay, antenna and. The facility.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to postpone that. And what other major items are they postponing?
That would be the major ones right there. That's how they usually try to bridge the gap between September no income and waiting for the drive monies to come in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So so for the committee, should we just proceed? I mean, has everyone received a copy of the LSB motion that Baruti had sent out? Or shall I send that again?
Madam Chair, I'm thinking that we need to have our own motion.
Okay.
I mean, we have received and reviewed their motion, but our recommendation is the following, and then take it from there.
Okay. Baruti has submitted the motion, so you're saying so the committee's position is we don't want to really act on that, and we want to bring forward our own motion?
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. is that we were taking a strict financial point of view. They have acted,
mm-hmm.
and they're recommending a 3-month delay. And
uh-huh.
my view is that that would be dangerous to do and need to act way before 3 months.
Okay. So,
Lonnie, do you have a motion in mind?
Yes.
Yeah, my motion would be that the Finance Committee has received the motion presented by the WBI-LSB in reviewing the request for a 3-month waiver. The committee, the NFC, finds that the situation, that the financial situation is critical and recommends, one, that the LSB review its budget and identify a minimum of $150,000 in additional savings, and present a revised budget to the Finance Committee by September 13th. Two, that the finances of the station are such that the committee, the LSB, needs to also create a recovery plan and have that be presented to the September board.
What targets does the recovery plan have to hit?
Well, I sort of left that open-ended because the 150 may be, you know, all they can manage. And then once they see where that comes from, they'll have a recovery plan. May take months, but their situation has to be remedied in union notification has to be soon. Otherwise, there's no savings to recoup.
I personally would like the recovery plan to be a plan to eventually come into compliance with the network surplus and reserves policy.
Yeah, you mean a full month or a half month?
It's that you budget a full month until you have a month in reserve, and then you budget a half month until you have 3 months in reserve, and then.
I would suggest that we have them budget a full month over 2 fiscals. I don't believe that they can budget a full month in this fiscal for FYLA. That would be totally.
Right. Right, but we're talking about a long-term plan here. So when they're doing their planning, the goal is to eventually be in a position where they're budgeting with the full month.
Yeah, I'm saying let's make it 2 years.
Right, which might be in 2009. I'm with you.
Yeah, well, we're saying the same thing there. I'm saying the
yeah.
same. They'll need a recovery plan over 2 years, and perhaps that's good to put into the motion.
Question?
Yeah.
Now, what is it?
I'm making that motion. That would be my motion.
Okay. It's a question on the motion. My only concern is that having, you know, the station put together a recovery plan by the September meeting might be, might be a little tough. I mean, we figured 3 months would be enough time to do a real serious recovery plan, but I think it would be hard pressed to put together something that's going to be as sound as we would like it to be in 3 weeks.
Point one made. I meant to imply a recovery plan target. That is the target that we're implying is a full month over 2 years, and the LSB would commit itself to say that goal or that target, even if they don't have the details of how it would be achieved, but we're asking them to set targets to bring the station back to solvency. And even if they don't have the details of it, but they're willing to accept that as a goal, those goals. We're suggesting a target for 2 years. Question, does the LSB willing to take up that challenge and agree?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry.
Who's next?
No, I was just going to say that sounds more doable.
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
I guess just a couple questions on the specific language you used, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Has the LSB finding $150,000 in additional savings. I mean, I guess things work differently at different stations, but normally here we'd expect the management and the business
staff
to find those things. And then we'd expect the LSD members to ask really hard questions about what they've done, if it's the right thing to do, where it's coming from. But we would expect that actual planning work to happen at the staff level, come to the LSB for approval or for the LSB saying, work on this more, answer these questions before you bring it back to us.